Republicans hold a presidential debate tonight. Carly Fiorina is a late addition to the crowded stage, and she's drawn extra attention after Donald Trump made a negative comment about her face. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports on Fiorina's opportunity.
In New Hampshire this past weekend, some voters seemed anxious to reassure Carly Fiorina about her appearance, like Alan Austin from Dover.
Donald Trump's got it all wrong.
After a man at a picnic called her beautiful, Fiorina said, "Thanks for the chivalry, but..."
Honestly, does anyone think I care what Donald Trump thinks about my face?
Trump later said he was talking about Fiorina's persona. He's told reporters he won't make personal attacks tonight. Fiorina's standout performance in last month's forum for candidates at the bottom of the pack helped earn her a spot in the main debate.
There will be, I think, lots of opportunities to respond to whatever comes my way.
How are you going to handle Mr. Trump if he goes after you?
Well, we'll see what happens. You've seen how I've handled him so far.
With the possible exception of Trump, media consultant John Brabender says he expects the men on stage to be polite to Fiorina. Brabender is the top campaign strategist for former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum, who didn't make the primetime debate.
We use the term, well, he went after that candidate, he hit him pretty hard. Well, just that sort of phraseology makes all of us feel a little uncomfortable when we're talking about a woman on stage.
Brabender says being the only female candidate there tonight will set Fiorina apart.
When you have 11 men in suits and you have a woman there, by design, she's going to stand out.
Fiorina needs to stand out. Her candidacy hasn't caught on like the other Republican outsiders in the race, Trump and retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson. She's not a total newcomer to politics. Fiorina lost a Senate race in California in 2010, and she seems at ease shaking hands and signing autographs at barbecues and on stage.
Whether I'm your number one or not, in your heart of hearts, you all know you just can't wait to see me debate Hillary Clinton, because you know I will bring it on.
As the only woman running for the Republican nomination this year, Fiorina has campaigned as an anti-Hillary Clinton, a conservative woman with a hawkish stump speech.
It has been I, uniquely on the campaign trail, who has been willing to say, Mrs. Clinton, you have lied about Benghazi, about your servers, and about your email.
Fiorina says she'd use her business world experience to shake up Washington. She proudly tells the story of being ousted from the top job at Hewlett-Packard. She says she was fired for challenging the status quo in what she describes as a boardroom brawl. For Jean Ray of Guilford, New Hampshire, Fiorina has the whole package of values, experience, and poise.
She has been able to give voice, I think, to the women of the country who have, for so long, you know, been frustrated as mothers regarding security for our country, for our children, for our grandchildren.
Fiorina seems to be making a serious play for female voters who disagree with Hillary Clinton's politics. In a new video produced by her super PAC, Fiorina leans in to Trump's comments about her face.
This is the face of a 61-year-old woman I am proud of every year and every wrinkle.
A face many eyes will be watching tonight as she takes the main stage in California. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Washington.